Apologize, bitch. Apologize.
We're not recording yet.
We are recording.
I don't think so.
Apologize.
We're not recording yet.
We are recording. Apologize.
I don't think you're recording.
I am recording. Bitch, what? Why does that even matter? Look, I'm literally recording.
Good. When we start the episode, I'll apologize.
No, apologize outside of the episode. This has to be its own entity.
Does it though?
Yes. Say you're sorry, you motherfucker.
Pretty sure my exact words were, "I will apologize in the next."
During recording, I'm recording. Nope. Go. We record, right? Like it's literally posted. You said why we're recording. You didn't specify anything outside of that, bitch. I pressed record. That means we recorded. Apologize.
The more you ask, the more I'm not gonna do it. If you keep asking,
you already promised. Apologize.
Yeah, I will.
You better fucking apologize. Just fucking. Gladly, and I'll make sure you like it too. That way, you'll be fucking questioning your sexuality for the next 6.5 years. I'll suck your dick so good your toes will curl and fucking poke your heel with your toenail.
The fuck? That sounds so painful.
It's so good, it's painful.
And it's not good.
I forget what black R&B artist was like. Joy and pain. It's like sunshine and rain. So I'll be the sunshine, your toes will be the rain.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Force Unscripted. Today we got another episode for you. Gonna be talking about crime, which even though I chose the topic, I feel like it's more like Nikita's topic anyway. But yeah, we're gonna talk about some crime today. Maybe talk about a little bit of hut juice. Who knows?
You know, that's kind of racist. Like, why has it gotta be the black guy's episode because it's about crime?
I mean, you do only be talking about crime, drugs, and having sex with huts, so.
This is literally his topic.
Yeah, but I chose it because we're kind of on this, like, hut, you know, kick right now.
Oh, it's a wee thing now. So this is a group effort. We're collaboratively fucking huts now.
It was more like a royal wee talking about you.
About to be like, don't rope me into this.
Anyways, I do love me some crime. I also do love me some drugs, and I love fucking huts, both like, you know, metaphorically and literally. Well, I guess not literally, because I can't actually fuck a hut. I surely can try. Yeah.
I mean, there's probably right. Definitely some like hut-like people out there. So you can get close.
With the same viscosity of slime.
Yeah, you don't know what they got going on down there.
Ooh, I don't know why, but it's just so much. It's so much more unappealing when I think about a slimy human. Like slimy hut, that's that good shit. Slimy human, get the fuck away from me.
Man, I had so many things I could say, but I don't think it's appropriate for the podcast to say them.
Well, okay, how are we going to draw this line now? Like, what is inappropriate for this podcast? Like, please explain. I have literally talked about
exotic was
huts.
Like, I'm sure there's some hut-like people out there, and then some names pop to my mind, but I don't think it would be nice to name drop said people on said podcast.
This is as much my podcast as it's yours, so if you feel necessary to name drop, we can surely name drop. Whether it makes it to the main episode or not, I can't tell you. But you can surely.
But if I name drop like your ex, that's kind of whack, isn't it?
For the record, I would like to say that my ex is definitely a hut-like person.
All right, there we go.
That's crazy.
I have.
He's speaking from a place of experience.
I have security cam footage of them slithering forward with my shit. Not my literal shit.
But... I was about to be like, what?
All right. Anyways, let's dive into this topic of crime before my brain cells further deteriorate.
So yeah, crime. We might talk about some crime syndicates. Maybe we'll talk about the spice trade or, you know, trafficking of rare and exotic species of, you know, non-sentience or sentience. You know, it's Star Wars. It'd be like that.
It's amazing that we are an unscripted podcast, but like at least when I do my unscripted topics, I have structure. You guys just fucking amorphous blobs in this bitch.
What do you mean?
Well, that's because I don't fucking script it.
I literally just, you can have no script and still have structure.
I don't know about that one.
I do know about that one because it's like, Hey,
half of yours are scripted.
None of mine are scripted.
I mean, we can go back to that question of the day.
Okay, questions and podcast topics are not the same.
But you said none of your shit is scripted.
Okay, well, none of the shit's scripted. Just because I see it before, I don't think about my answer.
He literally said, and we record, so I know he said this. And I looked at this like 2 hours ago, so I've only known about it for like 2 hours.
That doesn't mean I script anything.
Scripting that means you thought about it, though.
That means I read it. That doesn't mean I thought about it. I read a lot of things without thinking about it. Half your text messages, for example.
No comment.
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly.
No comment.
Anyways, crime in Star Wars is something that like I really like, because I feel like one of the main, I guess, archetypes of character in Star Wars is centered around crime, and that's smugglers. And some of the most important characters that we come across are smugglers. Han Solo and Chewbacca being like the primary example, but you know, there's other main characters out there that are also smugglers. Another very popular one is Greedo, for example, another very affluent Rodian smuggler that comes to the scene, and all of which like kind of revolve around drugs. I love drugs. But like the spice trade, super big. As we all know, like Han Solo, one of the things that thrusts him into the spotlight is the fact that he had to drop a load of spice after being traced, or, you know, followed by Imperial cargo inspectors, and had to dump his spice and pissed off Jabba, and then owed him the value of the spice plus, you know, plus a little change. But I mean, without that event, I guess you could call it a canon event, literally, we don't get Han Solo. And I feel like drugs and crime are very important to the Star Wars universe.
It's funny, but like, how many times in Star Wars do we see a smuggler actually complete a smuggling job? Like an important named character? Like, how many times do they ever actually smuggle something successfully?
I'd have to rewatch the movie, but don't they show the Kessel Run in the Solo movie, or do they not?
They do show the Kessel Run in the Solo movie.
Because it's successful in Legends. I don't know if it's successful in canon. I can't remember.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Solo movie in a hot minute, and honestly, I thought the whole thing was a fever dream anyway while I was watching it, so I honestly don't remember most of it other than the droid and the Sabacc game at the end.
True, but you make a very valid and clear point. Like, I don't think you do.
Like, even Hondo, like, a clear, like, Hondo Anaka, a very successful smuggler, like, how many times does he actually smuggle something other than, like, people? And it's typically in aid of like the rebels or something, right? They're not usually successfully smuggling spice or anything. It could just be like a, hey, you know, these smugglers, they're not the best, and we don't condone, you know, smuggling drugs across borders kind of thing. We don't want to pass on that kind of thing if kids are watching this or whatever. We just want to make the smugglers a swashbuckly, lovable character versus a actually successful criminal lord, you know?
I'm so happy that you mentioned Hondo. Hondo Anaka is probably in my top three smugglers in the Star Wars universe, just because of like that element, like the way he, I just like the way he talks, like the element of comedic relief that he provides is great. He's like I consider him the Jack Sparrow of the Star Wars universe.
He does give off Jack Sparrow vibes, especially with, you know, the entire garb that he wears as well.
I'm trying to think of other big crime things that are like very tantamount to the Star Wars universe. Like, clearly there's like the runnings of Black Sun, which is probably like the greatest criminal organization that we know of as far as the Star Wars universe goes. There's also, like, you had mentioned at some point, like the Pikes. I don't know much about them. And then of course there's Crimson Dawn, which I also don't know much about.
So actually, in
subtle stuff,
yeah, in canon, Crimson Dawn is actually the top crime syndicate.
Oh?
You would think it'd be the Hutts, but as a matter of fact, supposedly in canon, the Crimson Dawn, which is the leader of Crimson Dawn for the longest time and the founder of it, is Maul. Crimson Dawn is actually the most successful and powerful crime syndicate. Which,
does Black Sun exist?
In canon, I don't know if Black
Sun
exists.
Like, wasn't Zero? Because in Legends, Zero is part of Black Sun.
Yes, Black Sun, Crimson Dawn, Grimora Syndicate, Hutts, and the Pikes were the originals. And then in the time of the First Order, the Hutts and... No, so Black Sun gets disbanded. Grimora was replaced by the droid Grota, Gotra, and then Crimson Dawn was replaced by two different gangs. And the Huts and Pikes were replaced by Kanji Club and the Red K Raiders. So, like, all of them are kind of stamped out.
Damn. See, one of the things that I really liked about Legends was the competitiveness between Black Sun and the Huts. Because, like, there were, like, a couple of Huts here and there that were a part of Black Sun. But for the most part, the Huts did not want to deal with Black Sun. And it was, I believe it was Jabba and his aunt who were trying to stay away because they were like, once you dip those fingers in Black Sun, you can't pull out. And Shisora was like a badass fucking crime lord just in general, and like knew how to manipulate the Huts, which is something that's fucking hard to do, especially yeah, since so the, falling like pheromones can't affect Huts either.
So apparently that information came from the 2018 Star Wars Smuggler's Guide, which is a canon reference book, so that will tell you the canon syndicates and what happened to them later on in the stories. I'm really surprised that they all just kind of disbanded or got folded into something else.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from them a little bit because, I mean, like, they were these massive fucking entities basically running the areas of the galaxy where either the Republic, the New Republic, or the Empire couldn't reach. Except for Black Sun. Black Sun was everywhere. Black Sun didn't give a fuck. They were in the middle of Coruscant.
So the droid syndicate originally was supposed to have its own game, Star Wars 1313, but that game was canceled, and then they got kind of mentioned in a couple reference books and stuff. Apparently they were mentioned in Tarkin as well, the novel Tarkin.
Ooh, I haven't read that one yet. That's a James Luceno book, and I like him from Legends. I'm two books away from starting the canon timeline.
Yeah, it's kind of lame that, like, the Huts syndicate, the Hutt clan, or how are you going to replace the Hutt? Those fucks never die. They're, like, 1,000 years old. Okay. I see. So, when Jabba died, these guys moved in and took over, these Red K Raiders, and they were allied with the Black Sun. Ah, well, that explains a lot.
I mean, that makes sense, because in Legends, like, by the time Jabba dies at Return of the Jedi, like, the Decelligic clan, which is the clan that Jabba was, like, basically holding most of the Hutt power and money. So that does make sense, because Tatooine fell into disarray afterwards because, what's his name, Bib Fortuna tried to make his run at running shit and failed, and everyone else who tried to take over Jabba's holdings basically failed fucking tremendously.
Interestingly enough, so they came around at like just at the end of the Empire, these Red K Raiders, and they sure had a bad run of things, getting like half their dudes killed. The Beastmaster for Jabba, like Jabba's old Beastmaster, was one of them. He got killed by Cobb Vanth, our boy wearing Boba's armor. Imagine a dude wearing Boba's armor shows up and kills you, and it ain't even Boba. And then later on, Boba shows up, takes that armor back, and then sits in your chair and replaces you by getting a Rancor pet.
That's the ultimate disrespect. I love it.
Of course, eventually, the Red K Raiders were mostly thwarted in their dude or their goals, whatever the fuck it's called, by none other than Han motherfucking Solo.
Solo is number one smuggler. I don't care what anyone says.
What has he smuggled successfully other than the one Kessel run?
It doesn't matter. He was fucking over like no Imperial could catch him.
But could no Imperial catch him because he had a dope ass spaceship, or could no Imperial catch him because he was actually just that good?
Why do you have a dope ass spaceship? Why do you have a dope ass
Because
spaceship
he cheated at Sabacc and took it from Lando.
Okay, but when he got the Falcon, it wasn't already souped out the way he did.
It was souped out a lot.
I guess, minorly. But the shit that he added was fucking insane.
Sure, but like, it still did the Kessel run initially with the minor, you know, modifications or whatever that were done to it, not with all the shit that he did.
What exactly did he add?
He added sensor arrays, jammers, he added concussion grenade launchers, He added a bunch of other stuff to kind of trick out the hyperdrive. Like he so in Legends, he went specifically to the corporate sector to meet this guy. I forget what his name. He was a doctor, but he was like the guy you took your ship to like optimize it. He went to the corporate sector for a stint during his time before he joined the rebellion and had it souped out by this guy who is basically who got it to go 0.5 past light speed, which I'm gonna be honest, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, you hit light speed and then you go 0.5 farther.
What does that mean?
You go 0.5.
So are you going 1.5 times the speed of light?
Yeah. I mean, 0.5, that would be 50%.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Or is it 0.5% faster than the speed of light, which is barely anything? But I guess it would be enough to be faster than anything going speed of light.
See, even you're questioning, like, what the fuck does this mean?
Either way, it's faster than your traditional hyperdrive, which goes light speed.
Yeah, I think he has a class A or something like that. I think that was the name.
But I guess if it's the 0.5% like faster, it makes more sense that like Boba was able to kind of track him and keep up with him a little bit versus like if it was 50% faster than the speed of light, nobody would ever catch on.
I don't think speed really matters in Boba's tracking ability because one, he used a tracker, and two, it's fucking Boba Fett who could find a fucking needle in the galactic haystack.
I mean, what's your point?
Speed is inconsequential is my point.
Well, but I mean, he still even if he has the tracking beacon on him, right? He still has to fucking catch up to him.
Yeah, but shit's got to come out of light speed at some point. You run out of hyperdrive fuel.
And if he's been going 1.5 times the speed of light, you are never, even if he takes the time to refuel, you aren't catching him.
All right, Brick 3PO.
He got there like...
No. Brick 3PO, I need a fact check. What the fuck does 0.5 past light speed mean? I wonder if there's an explanation out there.
Like, if it takes you 10 days to get from the inner core to the outer rim or some shit, right? Well, he could do it in 5 days with that kind of speed. So he has 5 days to refuel while Boba's trying to get his fucking little fire spray to get over there and catch his ass.
Is that how that math works?
I mean, maybe not exactly, but it's similar. It's enough time that the motherfucker could refuel and be on his way. It'd be like 3 days. He would get there in 7 instead of 10.
Yeah, that's why I was like, 7.5.
Still, you'd have like 3 days to fucking refuel before Boba Fett even got close enough to you.
You still have the tracker. He's never going to be able to like, because, well, I mean, if he doesn't know he's being tracked, eventually he's going to slip up. And that's the kind of thing that Boba Fett would capitalize on.
Yeah, because Boba Fett's dope.
Speaking of which, can we include bounty hunters into like the whole crime thing? Because technically they're just doing conscripted crime, right?
Yeah, I mean, dead or alive, I mean, murder is still illegal. Even if somebody's paying a lot of money for somebody to be dead, it's still illegal.
Does that mean that the Empire was breaking their own laws?
Murdered a lot more than just break their own laws.
Yeah, that's true.
It's rules for thee, but not for me.
I've just been reading up on the Shadow Collective. It's pretty interesting.
Wait, you can read?
Yeah, at more than a third grade level, unlike you.
How many books have you read in the past 3 years?
The past 3 years?
Yes.
Probably at least 20 or so.
Okay, I am literally 15 times your number. All books of which are basically an adult level. So what point were you trying to make by saying third grade level, buddy? Every other podcast episode, I'm talking about the books I'm reading.
Yeah. You don't really portray it as well.
I read 6 books this week, so.
Do you know how easy life is when people just assume you're stupid and you're not? I love it. Hell yeah, I want that. Assume I'm dumb.
Well, you are stupid and dumb.
Whoa, that's toxic.
And that's how he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
He's fooling even you, Exotic.
Yeah, I even like it, you know, turned around, bent over too. If you want to write that down.
Re-record, that's enough. It looks like we have the 3PO fact check ready.
All right, he says, light speed was slang referring to the threshold at which a starship first entered hyperspace. In terms of hyperspeed travel, the hyperdrive rating indicates the amount of time of travel relative to the speed of light. So a 0.5 hyperdrive that the Falcon had would travel the same distance in half the time. And the
I was right.
Top speed is 25,000 light years a day. Damn.
I was right.
Okay. I'll give it to you. I'm not afraid to be wrong.
You're just afraid to apologize.
I'm not. Clearly. Oh, speaking of which, hey, exotic. Huh. Hey, you got something you want to say to the listeners out there?
I mean, I was going to save it for to like the end, but I can do it now if you want me to.
I sure want you to. I need to drink those tears.
I mean, ain't nobody crying over you, bud, but...
That's not true. Every time I visit Winchy, I make him cry by how much of his food I eat.
I feed him all the leftovers I don't want.
Well, then he's not crying over you. He's crying over the food that he lost.
Because of me.
Yeah, it's not directly over you.
Oh, shut up and just apologize.
Well, from our last recording, we had a fuck. I don't even know where to fuck.
We had a fuck, indeed.
Yeah, we definitely did have a fuck. According to Nikita, I said that, or I brought Space Jesus up first, and according to the recording, I did. But, you know, Nikita definitely probably did some sort of editor shenanigans during it. But I will be the bigger person.
Libel and slander.
I will be the bigger person and apologize for it, so I am sorry.
Sorry for what?
Being wrong.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
You happy?
I am happy. Happier than a kid in a candy store.
What if that kid has diabetes?
Then that kid would be me in a candy store.
I didn't really pay much attention to the crime syndicates on all the shit that I've watched. The only one that I ever like paid in-depth attention to was the Shadow Collective, which was the one that I was reading about.
So you only just started paying attention?
Basically.
I
don't give a shit about them.
See, I brought up the crime and stuff because the new Star Wars game Outlaws came out, and you play as a smuggler, and you're heavily involved with all the like crime syndicates and stuff during the time of the Empire post the Battle of Hoth. And I mentioned like smugglers being unsuccessful because I've only played like the first couple of missions in the video game, but the main character is like horribly naive and a terrible smuggler and criminal. Every single job she ever does goes wrong. And I just thought it was funny. It's like, how many successful jobs have we actually seen ever? Not many.
Yeah, not many. You're right about that one. I just think that crime plays an important role in Star Wars when you think about the political landscape of it, because at least as far as like the original trilogy is concerned, you could even say the prequel trilogy, because I mean, in order to get the supplies they need, you know, the rebel faction has to commit crimes, stealing supplies wherever they can, robbing Imperial depots and that kind of stuff. And it does play an important role in like the rebel tactic to basically thwart the Empire. So that's like a big thing. I don't know how much crime is involved with like First Order stuff, but I imagine it has to be something similar because, again, ragtag group trying to, you know, fight the powers that be who want to rule the galaxy. So I imagine there's some crime in there. And then, like I said, a lot of the main character, well, at least Han Solo, one of the biggest name characters in the entire, you know, Star Wars franchise, centers his a large portion of his life around crime. That's how he has to make his living.
I think it's a little bit juxtaposed between the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy, because in the original trilogy, you have the inner core, like Empire, and also in the prequels, like you have the inner core, Empire and Republic, that are like working to stave off the influence of the Outer Rim crime syndicates and all that kind of thing. But in the sequel trilogy, the First Order comes from the Outer Rim. So they've been like using the crime syndicates, like the pirate gangs we see in the Mandalorian TV show. Like they've been using those connections and whatnot to actually further their goals in the sequel trilogy and beyond, versus in the, you know, the originals where they were more like staving it off, or, you know, working with them like in the shadows, very, very secretively, like paying off, you know, the Hutts to get Han Solo, that kind of thing, or trying to. So it's, I think it's a little bit different, where in the earlier stuff we're trying to stave off crime, and in the later stuff the Empire's like, we are buddies, we are Outer Rim, we want to take the inner core, kind of thing.
I mean, doesn't like the entire Star Wars story just start with crime, because Anakin and his mom were fucking slaves?
Yeah, but that's legal. Yeah. Slavery,
is it though?
In the Outer Rim, it's not legal in the inner planets.
I mean, that's
so technically
whole, like,
that's still crime.
Yeah, depends on the perspective you're looking from, right? Like, if you're looking at it from like a centralized government point of view, absolutely illegal. If you're looking at it from the rights of planets to themselves, then no.
Which is
the whole federalist, anti-federalist argument.
Republic, CIS, the Union versus the Confederacy.
Slavery, crime, and drugs, everyone. That's Star Wars for you. I mean, damn, that actually is Star Wars for you.
Yeah.
Slavery, crime, drugs, and war.
Is it not? It's literally called Star Wars. Like,
I guess the only thing that I have to say before, like, we close things out for this episode is, like, this is a little bit of me being on the soapbox, but if you want to talk about real criminality in Star Wars, it is absolutely criminal what Star Wars fans have done to not only the reputation of the fandom, but to the actual franchise itself. One post that I saw that I shared with my co-host here the other day was about The Acolyte, and Amanda Stenberg had to say that, like, The Acolyte getting canceled is not a huge shock, just due to, like, the vitriol from Star Wars fans. There was a post on Twitter by an account called Discussing Film, and they basically posted, you know, some of her comments with pictures of The Acolyte, and someone retweeted it, and it was like, do you know how insanely toxic a fandom has to be that a page called Discussing Film has to disable the comments to keep them from discussing said series that is canceled because they fucking review bombed it when it wasn't a bad series? That's fucking criminal in my mind. So I guess criminality and Star Wars go hand in hand, whether you're talking about the fucking series itself or the stupid fucking fans of this goddamn series. Like, I do not want to be associated with the Star Wars fandom, and I have to be because I'm a Star Wars fan.
Dude, every conversation I have with people about Star Wars in the last, like, month is like, hey, you like Star Wars, right? What did you think about The Acolyte? And then I'm like, well, I thought it was, like, you know, a pretty good show and had some cool stuff. There was stuff I disagreed with. And they're like, what do you think about the stupid LGBTQ and the blah, blah, blah? I'm like, will you shut your dumb fucking ass up and let me just, like, talk about a thing I enjoy without your stupid fucking hate speech, dumbass opinion getting in my shit? Every single person I talk to, I haven't had a single conversation where I haven't had to be like, can you shut the fuck up about this fabricated story of, like, inserting whatever into Star Wars? Like, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, I've had some, like, actual friends that aren't, like, really big Star Wars fans. And, like, if I even bring up The Acolyte, they're like, oh yeah, I heard that show was garbage. I'm never gonna fucking watch it just because of all the bad reviews and shit on it. It's just, like, our fandom is just tanking shows to where, like, we won't get new people to come and just try it, which is just,
like, insane. I've had people I kind of, like, thought I respected or, like, felt like we were friends before, and then they're like, what do you think about The Acolyte? And I'm like, oh, I thought blah blah blah, and they're like, I haven't watched it yet because of that LGBTQ shit. And I'm like, and we're not friends anymore. It's like, I thought you were a chill dude, and then all of a sudden you're like, let me hop on this hate boner train. I was like, have you seen the show? And they're like, no, but I saw some comments on fucking Reddit and Twitter. Oh yeah, some comments, all these fucking comments that are disabled.
The haters are always louder than the people that actually enjoy shit.
Exactly.
So fucking obnoxious.
And, like, I have a bunch of Star Wars friends who, they didn't, I specifically asked them, they didn't watch Acolyte, not because of what they heard, just because, you know, they didn't have time. So I mentioned, you know, the whole premise of, you know, like, the planet with the witch cult and everything. And I was explaining it to them, you know, like, hey, there were these, you know, these two women, and one of them used the Force to create life with a virgins of the Force. And they were like, oh, Witches of Dathomir? And, like, I feel like that is the appropriate response of any person who is a Star Wars, like, fan. Like, because you hear that and you don't automatically think, oh, yeah, woke Star Wars LGBT lesbians made a baby. Like, you know, you're just like, oh, yeah, they're just using, like, Force alchemy, like the Witches of Dathomir or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, basically, for the most part. And, like, it was so refreshing to me to, like, talk to, like, legitimate Star Wars fans who heard The Acolyte without having seen it, and they didn't jump to the conclusion of, like, ah, yeah, this is just fucking Star Wars Disney trying to be woke. Even if it was, like, LGBT people can exist in a galaxy of fucking trillions and it not be woke, because gay people exist. Like, that's a thing. But they weren't even focusing on, like, the gay name. It was just a cult of witches. Witches.
They literally just said, I gave birth, and the other one said, I created. That was it. They weren't making out, they weren't holding hands, they didn't even seem to like each other that much. Like, shut the fuck up! I hate having to explain to people, they're like, oh, this LGBTQ stuff, and I'm like, where? Show me the LGBTQ! Show me the lesbians! Where are they fucking?
So yeah, it's just, it's criminal to relate, you know, like, back to the topic. It's just criminal how Star Wars fans are ruining Star Wars. Like, if anything, it's not the creators, it's not the content, it's the fans.
Yep, and I will no longer get my dream of seeing Plagueis on screen more in depth.
We might get like a Tales kind of thing. There's another Tales of the Jedi coming out towards the end of this year.
I thought it was Isn't it Tales of the Sith? Since the last one was Tales of the Empire.
I'm not sure. I think it's a Tales of the Jedi. It's focusing on Baylan.
Oh. Ooh. I don't give a shit about him.
Yeah.
I do. I absolutely do. Especially since Ahsoka season 2 is next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like midway next year.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm actually excited about that because I still want to see where that storyline is going and if they're going to pull Abeloth in.
100%. I think 100% they're pulling Abeloth.
I think it's almost guaranteed that they're pulling Abeloth in. I'm pretty sure they already said that they're pulling Abeloth in.
Right, like, we all know Dave Filoni. Like, as soon as they showed the father and the brother, they're pulling Abeloth in.
I want my Starkiller. Filoni, Starkiller, please. Sam Witwer, Starkiller.
We also have to see who they recast for Baylan.
Sam Witwer is also, like, still young enough to where they could cast him for live-action Starkiller. I have a Starkiller boner, the same way Exotic has his clone boner.
I enjoy Starkiller. I love the Force Unleashed games.
I know, it's our namesake too.
I like Mandos.
Do you like X-Wings?
I like X-Wings. All right, guys, thanks for chilling with us. This has been The Force Unscripted with your boys, Nikita, Winchy, and Exotic, and our ever-present support, Brick3PO. We love you, buddy. And thank you guys for chilling with us. We hope to see you guys next time. Stay tuned. Follow us on all the socials at Force Unscripted on Twitter, the Force Unscripted.podcastpage.io website, which will be changing to the Force Unscripted.com here in the near future. Look for that. It exists. You can go to it now. We have a website. You're welcome.
Hooray. Thank you.
Thanks for chilling.
He actually made the website. I'm so proud of him. I'll include a link in the description. May the Force be with you, everyone.
Have a good one.